Good morning, Living Out Loud. I am still here at my isolated mountain while we continue our social distancing. And last week we started to look at God's mighty power. So we're going to start off by singing about that right now. And one of the days that Jesus was celebrated for his power was Palm Sunday. And that's what today is. So we are going to sing a song that they might have sung back then. It talks about Hosanna, Hosanna.
I will hold on to him.
God has the power to comfort. And comfort can be anything like a hug or help, kind words or encouragement, anything that makes someone feel better and safe. Here at the mountain, I have ropes and blankets and a tent, all sorts of supplies that give me comfort. But God's comfort is bigger and better than any of those supplies. God's comfort is the best kind of comfort. What's going on over here? Oh no, Trek! What's wrong?
Wrong? What do you mean, wrong? There's nothing wrong. I'm fine. I'm ready to hit the trail.
Well, you don't seem fine. You seem kind of... sick.
Yeah.
And you're still in your pajamas.
Yeah, I got a little cold. Nothing. It's nothing much. I'm Chuck Wreck Rumbler, hiker extraordinaire, and a guy that really likes to climb stuff. A little cold ain't gonna stop.
I'm not so sure. Did you find another climbing team?
Yep, I did. I found a team that needed an extra member, and that's me. I'm so happy I could hug you. It's no use. I'm miserable. Don't tell my team.
That is some cold you've got, Trey.
If I only had my mom's chicken soup. She used to cut up little carrots and then make them into hearts and then put the alphabet noodles in there. It used to make me feel all warm and cozy inside. I want my blankie. I want my slippers. I want my mommy.
Aw, Trek. It sounds like you need a little comfort. We all need comfort sometimes. Even when we don't have chicken soup or blankies or a mom around, God has the power to comfort. So when you're feeling sad or lonely or sick, you can hold on to God. Trek, look!
Oh, my blankie! Thank you, Amanda. Thank you for finding my blankie.
Okay, Trek. I think you and your blankie need to get some rest. So why don't you go back in your tent? We hope you feel better soon.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for God's comfort and my blankie.
Well, I sure hope that Trek goes to God for a little comfort today. Good night, Trek.
Good night, Amanda.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I hope Trek feels some comfort from God soon. And today, I want to look at a new Bible verse. Last week, we looked at one, and we did some motions to help us remember, and we're going to do that same thing today. And we're going to look at 2 Corinthians 1:4. And it says, "He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others." So help me out with the motions. God, and He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. 2 Corinthians 1:4. Let's do that one more time. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. God comforts us, and God can use us to comfort others. You can comfort others by being a good friend, helping someone, maybe just sending them a card in the mail. Let's do some motions to help us. Oh my gosh, you're going to have to edit this out too. Wow, I hope that God gives Trek some comfort soon, because he sure needs it. Now, last week, we took a look at a Bible verse and did some motions to help us remember. So let's do that again this week. We're going to look at 2 Corinthians 1, verse 4. It says, "He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others." So let's do some motions that help us out with that. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. 2 Corinthians 1:4. Let's try that one more time, all right? He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. And you can comfort others simply by being a good friend or helping someone or giving an encouraging word. So, last week we looked at Elijah. And we're going to look at the life of Elijah again today. God spoke to him and told him to go stand on a mountain. And there were some crazy things that happened on the top of this mountain. And Elijah needed some comfort during this time. There are times in all of our lives where we need comfort, and this was a big one for Elijah. So last week, we left Elijah by the Kirith Brook. He had water, he had ravens bringing him food. God provided for Elijah. But a lot of things happened after that point, and between the story that we're going to look at today. For one thing, Elijah made King Ahab even more angry than he did in last week's story. Right before today's story, something big happened. We talked about the fact that Elijah was a prophet of the one true God. Well, he had a showdown, kind of a competition, with some prophets of a false God. And you can guess who won. That's right, Elijah's God, the one true God. And that made King Ahab even more angry. It made his wife so angry that she said she was going to kill Elijah. You know, sometimes we say, oh, I'm going to kill you, and we don't really mean it. But Ahab's wife, she meant it. She was going to kill Elijah. So he got really scared, and he ran for his life. And I'll bet there were some times when you guys have been afraid in your own lives. Maybe a bully at school scares you. Maybe this whole coronavirus thing has got you scared right now. But God has the power to comfort. And we're going to see that in Elijah in just a minute. As Elijah was running in the wilderness, he came to a tree and slumped down, and he poured his heart out to God. He was so tired and so down in the dumps, he told God he couldn't go on. He said, I've had enough, Lord. I've done my best. But the king wants to kill me. I'm all alone, and I'm scared. Being your prophet is just too hard. And maybe you felt like that. Maybe at school you've had a homework assignment that's just too big for you to handle, or you had a sports competition and your coach was just expecting too much out of you. And that's just how Elijah felt right now. He felt like he couldn't do anything else. So as Elijah sat there under that tree, he poured his heart out to God, he laid down, and he went to sleep. And while he was sleeping, he felt this tap on his shoulder. It was an angel waking him up. The angel said, get up and eat. Elijah looked around. He was in the wilderness. What was he going to eat? The angel had provided some baked bread on hot stones and a jar of water. So Elijah ate, and he went back to sleep. The angel came and touched Elijah again. He said, get up and eat some more, or your journey ahead of you will be too much for you. It's cool that God knew exactly what Elijah needed. He provided him with food, he provided him with rest, and he provided him with water. So after Elijah ate again, he got up and he started the long journey ahead. And do you know how long that journey was? Elijah's journey lasted for 40 days and 40 nights. That is a long journey. But finally, Elijah got to his destination, and that was Mount Sinai. So he poured out his heart to God again. He said, Lord, I have served you. I have done the best that I could. I have tried really hard. And now I'm the only prophet left, and they're trying to kill me. This is too much for me. Poor Elijah. He was just feeling so down. God told him, go out and stand on the mountain, and I'm going to pass by you. We've seen in other parts of the Bible that no human being can actually look at God. So Elijah kind of huddled himself and hid his face. He huddled under the rocks, and all of a sudden, this mighty windstorm came and hit the mountain. It was such a terrible blast that the rocks were torn loose. And Elijah cried out, I'm afraid, God. You're not here. I'm so scared. Where are you? But God was not in the windstorm. And after the wind, the ground started to shake. There was a terrible earthquake, and rocks started tumbling all around Elijah. And again, he thought, God, where are you? My life hurts. People don't like me. They want to kill me. Nothing in my life is stable. But the Lord wasn't in the earthquake either. Then, a huge fire started, and Elijah cried out again, "God, God, I feel like my life is being destroyed, like it's burning up. Everything feels so hopeless." But God wasn't in the fire either. After the wind and the earthquake and the fire, there was a gentle whisper. And God was in the whisper. And do you know what he said? He said, "I love you." So Elijah was able to come out because in that still small voice, God had provided the comfort that he needed. He wasn't in the windstorm, he wasn't in the earthquake, and he wasn't in the fire, but he was in that gentle whisper. And sometimes that's how God wants to speak to us. He wants us just to be still and to listen for that still small voice. So sometime today, take the time, get in a room all by yourself, just sit quietly and ask God to speak to you and listen for his voice, because God will provide. So let's pray right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you that we can meet here virtually with our Living Out Loud kids. We thank you for your power, not only to provide, but to comfort. We know that in this time that we are scared and we don't really know what's coming from day to day, that you have the power to comfort us. And we thank you for that, and we ask you just to bless the rest of this day. And we thank you for this Palm Sunday and what it means to us and for you and your journey to the cross, and that you died on that cross to save us. In your name, amen. All right, so we're in this time of uncertainty, and God is always stable, and there's one thing that we can always count on that he provides, and that one thing that remains is his love.